Okay, today is Monday, July 28th, 2014. It's somewhere around 4:30 in the afternoon, and I am sitting here, Chuck Ketchell, with Jan Ketchell, who is as well channeling Salaf. So I will address you, Salaf.
Hello.
Hello. So Jan and I have taken up the challenge of addressing you as Salaf and doing that with the understanding that Salaf is a far more comprehensive name that includes your life, or I should say many lives, that it's kind of an ultimate last name for yourself as a being. Is that an accurate perspective?
Yes, the name Salaf encompasses all of who I am, all of whom I have been and will be, all of the energy that makes up who I am. Indeed, it is an all-encompassing name. You know me as Jeannie. And yes, I am also Jeannie. But Salaf encompasses many lives, and Jeannie is included in those many lives.
So our stepping up to your essence as Salaf is broadening our connection to the fuller being that you are. That in effect your life as Jean Marie Ketchell was indeed your essence, but it was your essence as it manifested in one life.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so we're having a little bit of attachment issue.
Yes.
But it's a lovely challenge, and one that I think I like to offer and mirror for many whom have the same opportunity to release to connection with a loved one who has joined their fuller essence.
I understand the difficulty in letting go of a loved one. And yet there is really no letting go. There is only energy. And although you had to let me go in my human form as Jean Marie Ketchell, my essence, you have not had to let go of. It's only the mind that sometimes seeks to forget or forgets the truth of the essence of the human being.
I want to talk about another subject. You have shared with us that you are involved with many, many people in this world still, that your attention is focused here. Perhaps it's focused in other worlds as well. I just wonder if you could describe some of the projects, some of the people or situations that you are working with.
In many parts of the world, of Earth, places I did not know about when I lived there in my past life as Jean Marie Ketchel, the life that you knew me in. These are third world countries, what you know of as third world countries. I am high in the mountains. Helping people who have had to deal with great loss. In Tibet and Nepal, where sacrifices have been made by many, and yet spirit is strong. And there, there are many families with connections to others in my soul group from such regions. And the people are learning that although great devastation has been wrought upon them, that in fact there is always new life. And the seeds of their spirituality spread far and wide as a result of the bursting apart of their center. This is becoming known to them as they have flown like seeds blown by the air far and wide and brought news of their ancient practices around the world. Others in my soul group have connections to the people of this region. And there are others of us who do not have direct connection. But it doesn't matter, because it's the intent that we are pulling together with. The intent of the energy connection. And that is the underlying current of all of the soul groups and all of the work that we do. I focus on this region upon the world that you live in, because it is well documented. There are other areas that are undergoing a similar transition at this moment. We talked about those. And in all of these places, there are underlying currents of intent that will change the world. As the world becomes larger in this spreading of this intent, larger in a sense because there are no boundaries left. If there are no boundaries, the world is large. With boundaries, the world is cut up into small bits and pieces, fragments. But in fragmentation, there is a lack of understanding, a lack of connection to the intent that underlies everything. And so the example of the Tibetan people, should be looked at. Although much has been lost, much has been gained. Suddenly the Tibetan world is much larger. Although there has been much suffering, there is now the possibility of continued rebuilding all over the world. And the spirituality and the intent of these few people now has the opportunity to spread and become known for its richness and its truths. And many people have and will be helped because of this. The smallness of the world as it is broken up into countries and cities and wall walled off segments has only held back the energy of change. Change can't be stopped, but only continue to do what it has intended. Does that answer your question?
Yes. I was thinking of the topic that I spoke to you about, of Gaza.
Yes.
Last time. And I most definitely recognize the diaspora of the Buddhist energy and how it has spread throughout the world as a result of what you speak and the tremendous impact it's having on so many levels. In contrast, there's another unstoppable energy that I see being released in Gaza now, in Ukraine, now in Libya. There is an energy that is militant, quite militant, destructive, and yet behind it, it feels like an energy that just insists upon change now, and destruction is its vehicle.
Yes, as I mentioned when we previously spoke, that out of destruction comes change. And often that which brings destruction is most abhorrent. But even in such abhorrent maneuvers, the underlying intent is to change things, to make something new happen, to underscore something and to strike a blow that will unleash some new energy that in the end will have the greatest impact. Sometimes a gentle approach has no effect. And there may even be good intent underlying such destructive energy, and it may find only that this is the means by which it may be expressed. Often, the human being must suffer greatly to change, or to even have the opportunity to change. A great shakeup must occur. This can happen in nature. This can happen in societies, in families, in even in the mind of one being. And these are all intentions for something new, new energy to come in, and to destroy that which has hindered progress. And oftentimes there is great sacrifice and all that comes with great sacrifice. I do not dismiss the idea of evil intent, because evil does exist, but where evil exists, so does goodness. And so be careful of what you perceive, because it may not be clear. One's ideas and thoughts may fixate. They may come from old ideas, fixed patterns, rigid beliefs. It is best to remain open and know that the battle between goodness and evil is being waged on an energetic level, even without man's participation. Man considers himself to have all the answers, but I'm sorry to say that he may have a few, but and it's difficult to not have opinion, but there are many other answers that man has not even begun to dream about. Do you have another question?
No, I think that would be good for now.
Yes, that would be good for now.
Yes. So I think I'm going to say goodbye for now at this form.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah. We'll talk again. Okay, so I am now sitting here with Jan, who has come out of her trance state, and we're just going to discuss a little bit about Jan's experience. So, can you describe it?
Yes. You asked the question about what she was doing, you know. To aid in the world, and it was like I was grabbed and taken on this whirlwind trip, like around the world, and I saw all these landscapes. I saw the ocean. I saw poverty. I saw riches. I saw just as if, you know, I would just went and. But then it settled on this landscape of snow-covered mountain peaks, the Himalayas. And it was, and that was where it settled, and she settled, and it was rocky. We were in a rocky area, pretty barren. And I had a sense of, you know, what had happened. Yes. Pretty interesting.
Okay. Anything else?
I was trying to remember if there was anything else. I don't recall at this moment.
Okay. Well, I think we'll leave it there and sign off. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.